The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for May 16th. Today's word is countermand, spelled C-O-U-N-T-E-R-M-A-N-D. Countermand is a verb that means to revoke a command by a contrary order. It can also mean to recall or order back by a superseding contrary order. Here's the word used in a Washington Post blog by Jennifer Rubin. Although the special counsel regulations may not permit the acting attorney general to countermand certain decisions made by the special counsel remains subject to the acting attorney general's plenary supervision. In the military, one's mandate is to follow the commands, and sometimes the countermands, of the officers. Doing their bidding is not particularly commendable, it's simply mandatory. The Latin verb mandare, meaning to entrust or to order, is the authority behind the word countermand. It's also behind words like mandate, command, demand, commend, which can mean to entrust as well as to praise, and mandatory. Countermand came to English via Anglo-French, where the prefix contre, meaning against, was combined with the verb mander, meaning to command. It's been part of our language since the 1400s. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.